And now this is a dictation for Marilyn, Marilyn Goodwin, Goodwin, January 540. Marilyn comes for follow-up multiple medical issues, including hypertension, diabetes, hemolytic anemia, comes accompanied with son, last visit in December, unsteady weight, unsteady walk, unsteady gait, G-A-I-T, but no falling episode, blood pressure remains high at home, left wrist in the 150, 170s over 90s, diabetes in the morning in the 120s to 140s, but not checked through the day, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, her mobility is very restricted, prior multiple falling episodes, but not in the recent past, has a walker that she uses inside home, denies chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness or increase of dyspnea, no gross orthopnea, PND, other review system is negative, no bruises of the skin, bleeding nose or gums. Next paragraph, medication list review. She is on HCTC and potassium sparing diuretic, Zocor, Losartan, prednisone, metoprolol, metformin, a number of vitamins. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 140 down to zero on the left sided. She's pleasant, alert, oriented to person, place, recognizes me from before, normal speech, no expressive facial dysarthria, no respiratory distress, normal eye movement, no nystagmus, lungs are completely clear, frequent premature beats, we have determined on EKG in the past to be premature beats and not AFib, has a loud aortic systolic murmur, recent echocardiogram done that shows aortic stenosis, some radiation to carotid arteries, no palpable thyroid, abdomen overweight, soft, no tender, has some degree of peripheral vascular disease, some degree of livedo, L-I-V-E-D-O, on the legs, not much of edema, prior fracture on the right humeral area. Next paragraph, chemistry is in March, creatinine 1.2. It's stable for the last 9 months, but progressive over the years. Anemia 10.3, large red blood cells 102, normal white blood cell platelet, absolute reticulocyte 90,000, GFR 45, stage 3, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus is normal. Prior urine, no blood, no protein. Protein creatinine ratio mild elevated, normal less than 0.2, she was 0.34. Last A1C 5.1 in July last year, to be repeated. In that opportunity, cholesterol less than 200, triglycerides elevated at 224, HDL at 43 with an LDL of 97. The echocardiogram normal ejection fraction in the 55 plus, enlargement of atria, moderate mitral regurgitation, calcification of aortic valve with moderate stenosis. There is also moderate tricuspid regurgitation, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, and moderate pulmonary hypertension. She has normal bone density, as October 2022. Previously documented fatty liver, compression fraction from prior falling, and degenerative osteoarthritis of the spinal column. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, chronic autoimmune hemolytic anemia compensated, continue low-dose prednisone lifetime. Next number, progressive dementia, likely vascular type, is still functioning well at home with the help of son. Next number, hypertension, notice diastolic can be heard all the way down to zero, which represents severe arterial disease, atherosclerosis, lack of elasticity. Next number, dementia, progressive with multiple falling episodes, unsteadiness, has been followed with neurology. Next number, previously documented postural blood pressure dropping. Next number, chronic immunosuppressants, including the use of steroids. Next number, diabetes well controlled. Update A1C fasting glucose in July. Next number, diffuse osteoarthritis, knees, spinal joints, others. Next number, valvular heart disease. I would like an opinion from cardiology, Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N. Next number, extensive arterial disease, documented with aortic stenosis, carotid bruits, peripheral vascular disease, clinically stable, brachial bruits, for what she is, on aggressive blood pressure medications. Cholesterol treatment. We'll see what the new cholesterol profile shows. She's an elderly person. We are trying to balance risks and benefits of any potential high-dose cholesterol treatment. All issues discussed at length with the patient and son. Plan to see her back on 4 months. End of dictation.